Welcome to the podcast. It is Monday, May 28th. It is Memorial Day. It is 7:45 in the evening, and I am currently at the office. And apologies for my hair here, since I didn't have any meetings or anything. I wore a hat yesterday, and now my hair is a little messy. But anyways, let's jump into the podcast. All right, so Memorial Day weekend, and I was busy. I was working the whole weekend. But I don't necessarily want to go through the specifics of everything I did. Let me just, you know, something that's been on my mind over the past couple of days as I've been working. You know, a few people have asked me, and this is a question I get every single year, is what are you doing on Memorial Day weekend? Or what are you doing this weekend? And to be honest, until Friday, when the team said, hey, like, you know, some of it, hey, all right, we'll see you Tuesday. I was like, what are you talking about? I didn't even realize it was a three-day weekend, a Memorial Day weekend. And to be honest, this is the first year when I've actually put together that Memorial Day weekend was the start, almost like, I guess, the start of summer, where it's you know, Memorial Day weekend, and then everyone, like, it's like, oh, summer's here, and then, you know, then summer happens. I didn't even realize that, because for the past 6 years, literally, I've just been so heads down working. I never even realized, if you asked me when Memorial Day was, I think now I'll remember it, but I couldn't have told you before this that, oh, Memorial Day weekend is a three-day weekend, you know, end of May, beginning of summer type thing. I could not have told you that, and I've been just so focused for the last 6 years, and I mean, still now, that you know, it was just another day, another weekend. If anything, I get excited for three-day weekends, because then I don't have as many calls or meetings. I still had a couple calls and meetings today, but didn't have as many calls or meetings, and was able to get through a lot of reading, get caught up on sales, emails, big picture thinking. You know, I got through a lot of shit, you know, this weekend. And so I love holidays, because most people aren't working, and so it gives me time to get a lot done. And you know, it's interesting when people say, hey, like, oh, well, don't, you know, why are you doing that or whatever? I'm like, look, like, that's the whole point. Like, I get to do what I want. I don't have to be sitting here in this chair right now. I'm choosing to be here in this chair working and doing stuff, right? Like, that's the cool part about, you know, a lot of this is that, and, you know, it's hard for me to explain or relate, I guess, to people, is that, like, this is my life. I'm choosing this, right? No one's making me be here, right? Like, I run my own company, and therefore I can choose to be here on a Monday or not, you know, when no one else is. And I'm choosing, because this is like, if you ask me, what would you be doing? This is what I would be doing. You know, I had a meeting today, and someone asked me, what's your end game? I was like, oh, that's a funny question, right? Like, and I went on, I wish we recorded this little rant about it, is like, that my end game isn't, you know, to sell, you know, to, you know, oh, I built this company to sell it. Like, I literally built this company so that I could keep doing what I want to do every single day, right? Like, this is winning for me. Like, I've won. Like, you know, and now that's not to say I'm not I have a lot of shit I want to do, but, like, I'm living in the moment here, and I love it. And I didn't build this company so that I could sell it. I built it so that it could be the vehicle that I do everything else that I want to do over the next 40 years through. Right, because I'm building up an amazing team with amazing capabilities, and this will be the foundation and the bedrock for everything else we want to do. I believe that technology is the driving force behind a lot of the change that will happen in the world, and a lot of the change that I want to see happen in the world, and I can be a massive player in that space over time. And I'm playing a long-term game. I'm not playing a short-term, you know, let me grow as fast as possible for a couple of years. I'm playing the 20, 30, 40 year game, you know, like the slow growth compounded. right? If you look at where I was 6 years ago to now, you're like, you know, if you just take those snapshots, it's like, wow, night and day, but it took a long time to get there. It's slow. Now imagine another 6 years and another 6 years and another 6 years, right? I'm playing that long-term game. I don't have any investors. I can choose the direction I want to go in, you know, and then I can do things like spin off companies, right? Incubate companies, make investments if I want, spin off new divisions, incubate products, you know, open up a nonprofit, right? Like this thing is going to give me the, or at least this is what my plan is. Told me this is my end game. This main jacked component is going to give me access to everything else I want to do, or give me the ability to do everything else I want to do, make the impact on the world that I want to have. Right. So anyways, that's, I could go on and on about this, but, yeah, that's, you know, that's what I'm up to with Jacked, is this long-term game, and I fucking love it, you know, here sitting on a holiday. Like, this is what I would rather be doing, like this, exactly this. So that's what I'm doing. You know, another thing I worked on this weekend that I want to pull up, let me see if I have it. Here we go. I've been working on my mission, my why, kind of like refining it. I've always had it in my head. I mean, since I was in high school, really. It's slowly evolving and refining and getting more clear. And here's one stab. I sometimes, and this is kind of like my personal why, but my personal why, you know, why my mission is very, very closely related to the Jacked mission, and that's intentional. I wanted to be able to live my life and fulfill my mission through my company, through my work. That's the way I intended it. And so let me just read this for you. So here's my, you know, one iteration that I was working on this weekend in collaboration with my coach Elizabeth to help me refine it. So, to help unlock the fullest potential of human beings through the use of or vehicles of technology, knowledge, and information, so that the world can benefit from all that people can offer from their untapped/unrealized potential. So that's kind of my personal why. I'm going to read it again, actually. To help unlock the fullest potential of human beings through the use of or vehicles of technology, knowledge, and information, so that the world can benefit from all that people can offer from their untapped and unrealized potential. Now, how does that tie into Jacked, right? So, and this is a longer story for a later time, but with Jacked, right, it specifically ties into the technology aspect, right? So helping people unlock their fullest potential through technology, right? And, you know, and to me, like what the real bigger mission, I want to work on problems that are fundamental to unlocking this potential, which are things like at its core, helping with education and literacy and things that are fundamental, connectivity, right? Access to things, stuff like this, you know, and we've done some work through Jacked with this, and I'm building the company. You know, it's difficult because a lot of that work is done by nonprofits right now, and it's something I've struggled with. So we've worked with some nonprofits, you know, and not just on those type of things. You know, we're about to work on with a nonprofit, and we're going to be donating $10,000 of time to help with a nonprofit that's trying to combat suicide rates in 18 to 24 year olds. Right, that is helping people realize their full potential, right? It's stopping people from committing suicide. Or we worked with another nonprofit to help with literacy in third world countries, right? But we're using technology for these to help solve these problems. Now, I'd be lying if I said every single product and thing that we're building is focusing on these core things, right? But that's what drives me longer term, right? To build a company and keep growing, right? And you know, using the funds and the knowledge that we learned to problem solve and then apply it to new things. So, you know, someone, you know, the person today was like, oh, that's cool. Like, you're using the money that you're going to be making to then later help other people. And I was like, well, hang on. Look, it's actually twofold, right? There's a bigger strategy with this. One building a consulting and an agency gives me the cash flow, right? It gives me cash, right? But two, it helps us refine our process and methodologies and our way of doing things, right? So we're continuously learning and getting better and getting paid to learn. That's how I see it. We're literally getting paid to learn, right? Like, what's better than that? You know, how cool is that? We're getting paid to learn about new industries, right? The amount that I've learned about different industries like healthcare and education and all of these different industries that will help later, I think is immense. So, and over time, we'll just keep doing this, right? And then I'll really be able to help address, I think, some of these bigger global issues. Now, I don't think I'm going to solve them myself, but work through companies, help them in any little way, right? Whether it's building technology for a nonprofit or building technology for a company working on social good. Like, it doesn't have to be a nonprofit. So anyone impacting human lives in a positive manner. It could be for fitness, helping people be healthier, right? To live a better life. Or, you know, there's so many cases, and some of the companies we're working with are doing this, which is really amazing. And and that's not to say that, you know, I want to be, you know, just very clear. That's not to say that if you're not working on these things, I don't care about it, or we can't work with you, right? It's not that. It's as long as we're using, you know, for Jacked, as long as we're using technology to positively impact the lives of human beings, that's Jack's mission, right? It just, where it ties into mine is when it goes down to those more core things. So Jack's mission is to positively impact the lives of 100 million people over the next 10 years through the solutions that we've helped to create, right? So that's Jack's mission. And then my mission is to help unlock the fullest potential of human beings so that the world can benefit from all that people can offer, right, from their unrealized potential, right? Now, where my mission goes slightly different than Jack's, right, it's not completely there, is that one thing that I've become recently passionate about is, you know, to help unlock the fullest potential, I'm also interested in helping change what people believe is possible. For example, unlocking the fullest potential via knowledge and information, so sharing that information. I've become very passionate about sharing with other entrepreneurs, partially the reason why I'm doing this podcast. You know, it costs me money to do this. I'm not making money from doing all these things, but I think, you know, maybe it will help someone, and so I'm sharing this information. It's something I'm very passionate about. I have, and I haven't really realized this, I'm typically quiet about this kind of stuff, but I've indirectly or directly, I guess, you know, helped a handful of people start businesses over the past year, right? Just through talking with them and helping them and information. And it's like, it's been so fulfilling to see them do something that they didn't even think was possible, you know, or people that they thought was possible, but they didn't know how exactly to do it. And that was just that little push, right? I'm not going to take credit for anything that anyone's done, right? But I'm just their cheerleader, their helper, their mentor, their coach, whatever it is, you know, that's going to help them. I recently started a Facebook group called Service Businesses on the Way to 1 Million, right? To help others who are trying to reach 1 million in revenue, something that I did, you know, a few years back, and, you know, just being like, let me help, let me give some tidbits here, you know, or you know, doing what I can, right? Because I think a lot of people are more capable, and there's a lot of untapped, unrealized potential that people have, and, you know, I'd like to help them realize that, right? So anyways, that's where, you know, for my personal mission, I have Jacked, which helps me fulfill that. And then I have my personal kind of mentoring and coaching and helping that I'm doing for young entrepreneurs that I'm doing. And those are kind of like my two things that I'm working on. One, you know, is also happens to be my business, which is great. The other one I'm just doing. Hell, I'm actually losing money by doing it. Right now, I just am very passionate about it. It's very fulfilling. That's that. And then, anyways, I just realized it's 15 minutes here. I'm going to wrap up. It's about 8 PM Sunday. Let me go spend some time with Sasha, or else I'd be sitting here talking to you guys all night long. Going to finish up some reading for the night, and, big week ahead. A lot of things, some things I can't share, some things that are a bit more on the DL, personal kind of stuff, and your personal meeting involving some people at the company and stuff, and so I'm pretty open with my personal stuff, life in general. But anyways, I wish I could share everything. Unfortunately, I can't share every little detail and stuff that's going on, but at all times. But anyways, hopefully this you enjoyed our little chat today, even though you're probably not listening on Memorial Day weekend, you're listening, you know, a month after the fact. But anyways, yeah, this is what I've been doing, you know, 6 years straight. I keep working. I don't even see it as work. Fucking having a good time. I don't know what you guys are doing. Listening to me. Get back to fucking work. Or do whatever, you know, not even saying work. Work isn't even, I want to be clear too. This isn't the life for everyone, right? And I did a little Instagram post this weekend, I think, on this. Like, just because this is my life and what I choose to do doesn't mean that you have to do it. Do you. If you want to spend more Memorial Day weekend, you know, at the beach or, you know, whatever it is, by all means, do it. Just do what makes you happy. Life is fucking short. Just do what makes you happy. And, you know, don't do what you think other people want you to do or shit like that. Just do what makes you happy. And this is what makes me happy. And I used to not even tell people about it because, you know, I was almost like ashamed. I'm like, shit, this is my thing. And like, everyone else is doing something else. So like, let me keep this quiet. But fuck it. Like, this is what makes me happy. You know, I'm not going to be quiet about it or ashamed about it. Like, I like to work. You know, whatever makes you happy, just do it. All right, I'll leave you guys with that. Hope you're having a great day. Love you all.